Hey, it's Tim Bowles. I'm gonna make a zoo. I'm Tim Bowles, and I got a f***ing project for you idiots. All right, on the internet. It's a Kickstarter. My buddy cousin, he's got a prison. And they took the building and they demolished it. Okay? And what do they have left? They got a big fence and a lot of concrete. Okay? And I was thinking, I saw this movie with Matt Damon, and he's buying a zoo. And I thought, I could buy a zoo.
All right, cool.
Human drum machine, Ethan. You can do any boom bap you want.
Boom bap. You want boom. Boom bap.
You want the booms first. You want the bass second.
Bap.
That's the same thing.
Boom.
It doesn't matter. He'll do both.
Bap. Boom. Bap.
Let's do
go. Bap. Boom.
He's a fucking madman. Oh shit! Is your internet coming back?
Is it really?
Yeah, I have the graph of the internet, and it went from like 0 kilobits per second up to like 300 at a time. So maybe it's negotiating some stuff.
Huh,
it's
cool.
Activating.
I'm psyched about that because that means we might be able to do things later.
Yeah. Ethan's internet has been down.
That's just my internet. Most internet.
And I mean, we have no contact with the outside world, so we don't know. But
it's lonely up here.
No cable, no internet.
Cable. I was going to watch the Olympics.
Yeah, it's not a big loss.
I was going to watch...
The Olympics is far over by the time this goes out.
Maury Povich?
There we go. That's always on. That's always...
Is that how you pronounce that name? I've never heard that name pronounced.
No, you got it.
Maury Povich?
Maury Povich.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, there's not really a lot of variation you could stir
it. It could be Maury Povich.
Yeah, that's...
That's the other one.
Like, it could be.
It's one or the other.
It could be. I would...
Yeah.
That would be a good angle.
It could be Maury Povich.
Maury Povich. Povich. What? Yeah?
Mimi Koppenheim.
Is that his rival? They're on
the same
time?
They changed it at Ellis Island.
To sound less... It's just easier.
To
it's
sound
just
less easier. Completely fucking crazy.
Your name has less vowels now.
It's less it's schizophrenic easy to deal with. And more. I gotta mute my. I gotta airplane mode my shit up real good.
Okay.
Okay, now we're on airplane mode.
But it's right on the table. I don't know if you want that. There we go.
Now it's where it belongs. It's in the corner.
You gotta unplug.
Time
man.
Out.
Get rid of those electronics. Experience the world.
I was thinking about buying a Gear VR.
Yeah, I mean, would you go for a Gear VR or just a Google Cardboard?
Apparently the Gear VR is worth it.
Yeah, I mean, but it is literally just a box.
It has sensors in it. It's got like additional sensors for motion.
Oh, like a better accelerometer?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And
does it have a battery?
I wonder if it draws. It must, right? It can't draw from the phone like
that would be a lot of that would take the phone would be whoa the fuck out.
Yeah, it would be pretty whoa. Yeah, no.
Are there sick cooling fans? Blowing on your face to keep the phone and your eyeballs
you're
warm.
Just a sweaty cool. Boy. You're a sweaty boy the entire time.
But then you get to pass your sweat on to someone else. That's their problem.
You know, I bet there's one guy out there who really gets off on that.
Take my pink guy. Take it.
Okay.
I
Albert
love going
Fish.
To E3 every year. I don't even like video games.
I just like the pink.
I just likes to spread the pink all over the place. So, all over San Francisco. And it's from there all over the world.
I was on the bus the other day. There was a little boy. I took my poo-poo and put it in his eye.
That's the end of the story. I probably could have embellished it a bit more.
I'm not a poet. I'm a poop man.
Yeah, I just put poop on people, okay? I'm not a spinner of words, of tales.
The poop knight.
Suge Knight's less successful cousin.
Even less successful, huh?
Less murder.
Yeah, I mean,
more
I guess
poop.
It's yeah.
Wait, Suge Knight not successful?
It's just poop.
Wasn't he involved in numerous very successful artist careers?
I mean,
later tried to murder.
It depends on your values, right? I think like this person's been in jail for most of their lives, so they're probably not.
But think about that money, that bank.
All that money you can't spend because you're in the pokey.
Is he still in jail? Or is he in jail now?
I think he got out and then murdered someone like a dozen times.
Walking amongst us.
Normally we can check things on the podcast, but your internet's totally down and my phone is off, so.
So would you say prison was Suge Knight's Jesus years, his lost years?
I don't know that much about Suge Knight.
Or Jesus,
but... I don't know how well they get along on a, you know, I don't know how much common ground. Like, Suge Knight, did Jesus never ran anyone over with a car? Or was that Suge Knight?
For what we know, no, that was Jesus. You got that confused.
Oh, right. I forgot about Psalms 14:36.
14 through 69, the lost chapter. It
was the longest, it was so many paragraphs explaining how Jesus fucked this guy with his car.
I think that's like the better chunk of the actual Bible.
It really humanized him, though. Like, you know, he was a miracle worker, but he made mistakes.
You know, like,
you're not supposed to check your radio while you're driving a car.
That's the thing I can't jive with about Jesus, is that he's too perfect. It's like the complaint that people have against Superman that's completely wrong, which is that Jesus is too perfect.
Jesus is a hard character to write.
Yeah, yeah. The reboot of him is going to be great, though, so strap in. Mel Gibson's making a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. Ripped.
No, he's not.
He absolutely is.
Sequel in the sense that it's just about what happened after Jesus was killed? Or is Jesus going to be in it and he's going to be like, yo, I'm back.
It's me again. This time I come back as a lion.
It's just about Lion Jesus roaming the Sahara? That is, doing Lion Jesus things?
Come on, dude. Fucking Lion King's played. You can't make jokes like that anymore.
I'm gonna push a
major criticism from this point forward of the Lion King. Uh-oh. He's just Lion Jesus.
Which one is Lion Jesus?
Simba? I'm gonna leave it open.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Can you guess which lion was Lion Jesus in Lion King?
If I have to tell you, you're just not gonna get it, man.
Was it the king? Because Jesus was like a king.
It was Pumbaa.
Oh fuck! I knew it. He's humble. He keeps it unassuming.
Yeah. You know what? I can get down with a Puma Jesus. Yeah. Pumba Jesus.
He was actually the strongest one in the whole forest. He just didn't show it because George Lucas shot down that idea eventually. But they were setting it up.
You know, Jesus is the key to all this.
He really is.
You said that you're done with the blank is the key to all this jokes?
Oh, yeah. No, I was done with them a good... When did those reviews come out? 4 years ago?
No, more than that.
7? I don't know. I need it to end.
It'll never stop. It never just goes away.
And he never was the key to all of it. He was just talking about like one scene, probably.
The one scene that was half the film.
Well,
it's like 20 minutes.
But
like
in that specific, you know, cut like that soundbite. He was probably just talking about like, oh, the comedy in this scene. It's all Jar Jar.
Are you saying that they took him out of context and made him look worse than he actually is?
No one would ever do that.
No, certainly not. Insert quotes of me being yelling racial epithets everywhere.
Epithets.
Everywhere I go.
Sucker epithets.
Epithets.
Racial epididymis.
Racial epidermis.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's just correct.
That's just science, cuz.
I'm Ethan.
Oh, and I'm Declan. I don't know what this podcast is anymore.
Yeah.
You know what the saddest thing is? When we were setting up, I brought out 3 chairs. There's one empty one sitting over there in the corner.
I'll abstain from
what?
You know, my joke.
From shedding a tear. Oh, fuck.
I'll abstain.
We need to explain, like, the one joke that you've been really infatuated with for the past probably 2 weeks. And I like it. I'm way less sick of it than Jar Jar jokes.
The Jar Jar jokes.
Yeah, no, I love leaving something empty for Jesus.
Yeah.
Every time something is empty, you say, oh, that was for Jesus.
This one for Big J.
Like, what? Yeah, like, I was suggesting leaving, in the Olympics, leaving one lane enclosed in like a glass fish tank, and having a like just like a average fish compete against all the other humans to see how slow we are comparatively, like just like a sea bass, just like Michael Phelps versus a sea bass. But your suggestion was to leave it empty for Jesus.
But like, what if we had the budget to make a hologram Jesus that would run in that lane, and he would just pull
and then he puts on a concert. And he looks so real, dude. They just got everything right.
What album would Jesus perform?
And the fucking Is fucking Pink Floyd, bro. You know it's Floyd. He knows. You know it's the Wall, bro.
He knows.
That's the only one.
Jesus knows.
He would love it, man.
He knows what it is.
I would have Jesus listen to this shit all day.
Steven has a legitimate reason not to be here.
Tonight. Oh, does he?
Yeah, I know. He's doing a job.
Man, what weird hours. It's fucking 11 at night.
Hey, man.
Those weddings
don't photograph themselves.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, no,
right.
he's doing wedding photography.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. No,
I
that's,
asked him. Yeah.
Oh, Steven, want to come here instead of making $600 in a single day?
And getting free food?
Probably not, and getting free wedding food. And watching tons of people get wasted instead of just two people.
Yeah.
Probably preferable.
But like, do you get to watch bad anime at a wedding?
If it's a cool wedding, you do.
Oh my god. So I'm going to add to my wedding plans. You know my wedding plans?
Your wedding plans are already so degenerate that even I might not show up.
Degenerate?
Your wedding sounds terrible.
First of all, it's the reception. It's the reception.
Okay, but like, you can't have a table covered in blunts at your reception. That's not going to be acceptable now. It's not going to be acceptable 30 years from now. It's not okay.
Snoop Dogg's my maid of honor.
That's not going to happen either. I'm sorry to tell you this.
Why even bother? Look, why even have a wedding then?
I know a lot of weddings. A lot of people's weddings are not, you know, what they expected.
You know,
doesn't always
okay.
go according to
so,
plan.
First of all, I have a say in what my wedding's going to be because I'm going to be marrying a lady.
Yeah,
probably.
Weddings aren't for the man.
But you know how like people will reach out to celebrities, take me to ball, whatever. Will you be my prom date or whatever the fuck? What if my thing was like, hey, Snoop Dogg, will you please be my maid of honor? Even though I'm a guy, I'll have weed for you.
You just gotta go viral, man.
If I put that on trees, and I'll get a bunch of upvotes. Trees is a subreddit where people talk about weed for people not in the know.
For good people.
And then it'll go viral.
Yeah.
And then.
And then Snoop Dogg will see it and be like, yeah, it's a good idea. And then forget about it 11 seconds later.
11. Get him some credit there, man.
Okay, 8.
Yeah, you're right. And then he'll play Battlefield really poorly.
he's playing it the way you would want to play it in real life, which is to not do anything in war. Stay in that fucking trench. Snoop Dogg's fucking...
He's a lover, not a fighter.
He's looking the fuck out for himself. He knows what to do. Commander's not looking. Just keep your head down.
He talks about being hard in his album Doggy Style.
How long ago was that, though?
1994.
See, he was hard back then. Now he's so much more chill.
Yeah, now he's really learned to cool out. He's really...
I mean, you know,
I guess he has so much money, he doesn't really have to worry ever again.
Rappers aren't mad anymore. Or, you know, they get old and they get less angry.
We need more terrible producers to take money from rappers so they get angry again.
That, yeah. Please bring back... Paul Giamatti and Straight Outta Compton, whatever he did.
You know,
he was probably evil, right?
I believe I seen that movie and I don't remember because it's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's
he's really disbelieving the entire movie. I think he spends a solid like $130 in that movie with his mouth just kind of agape, like you know, like the Paul Giamatti huff that he has.
Oh yeah,
I think he spent most of the movie like that, talking to Eazy-E's kid.
You want to say what in your rap song?
These are artists!
I love that scene when RZA turned him blue, and he got out and he looked in the mirror and he went, ah! Oh, wait, no, it was, oh my god! And then they glued they glued the earbud into his ear while it was blasting Fuck the Police, and he went blind in that
He went blind!
And then Paul Giamatti can't see out of his ear
anymore. All the members of the NWA are gathered around him in the hospital room, and he's like, boys, this might be it for me. And Jeezy's like, oh, no, don't go! Or not Jeezy. Eazy-E's like, oh, no, don't go! I'm Eazy-E!
I have no fucking idea what you're referencing right now.
Eazy-E's kid...
Is that the end of Bioshock? I don't even know what the fuck...
Eazy-E's kid in Straight Outta Compton just talks really weird the entire movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's how Eazy-E actually talks.
Wait, is that his...
That's
Wait,
his
like,
son. That's his son.
His actual son?
I believe that's his actual son.
No, it was Ice Cube's son that played him, wasn't it?
I believe they also got Eazy-E's kid. I'm not sure.
Fuck.
Let's find out. Just
With
kidding.
What?
We can't.
We can't. I mean, I could try.
It's probably Eazy-E's kid.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure. Whatever. Fine. I'll take it.
Did you see the Snoop Dogg guy they got? They got a guy to play a young Snoop Dogg.
No, I didn't see that movie.
It's It's so fucking spot on. It's gross.
Oh, wow.
It's like that Tupac guy level of good.
Oh, that's freaky. Yeah, okay.
And he's got the voice and everything. Hey, man. Top down, yeah, I mean, bottom up. Make a put shit
I
up.
Bet the, like, the voice is probably the easiest part, right?
Bangness
but
in the
you
club,
need the
baby.
Weird giraffe neck and the... And this, and I don't know. You need to be super high all the time.
There's a scene in The Social Network where there's a Bill Gates. Bill Gates is giving a presentation at Harvard for, you know, students. And they needed... So they got a Bill Gates impersonator, like a physical guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have the voice of Bill Gates, and they had to get that for, you know, for the movie.
Yeah.
They ended up finding a person with a perfect voice, and it was a white dude with gigantic dreadlocks. And he just looked like a massive stoner guy, and then when he opened his mouth, it was Bill Gates.
Wow.
It was,
I mean, Bill Gates doesn't have the most distinctive voice. Like, I can't really imagine what he sounds like.
When you hear it in the movie, it sounds like what you remember Bill Gates talking like once.
Wow, okay.
And then he
I'm
jumps over a
they
chair.
Just get Bill Gates. Like, you know, he can't have that much going on.
Yeah, certainly not. What does Bill Gates do? Does he's making that laser beam to fight malaria?
I mean, yeah, he's basically just retired and, like, funding philanthropic...
driving fast cars.
Organizations. Driving super fast cars, fucking bitches.
I think...
Snorting angel dust.
I think every rich person is doing it wrong. I think they're all doing it wrong. Bill Gates is especially doing it wrong.
You need to build your own island.
Why is Bill Gates not hanging out with celebrities all the time?
I mean, he is, man. It's just that he invites them to his place. You can't see
his secret sex parties.
Yeah, his secret underground coitus dungeons. Welcome to my fuck closet. I'm Bill Gates.
Welcome to my fuck closet. It's made of Teslas.
Yeah. This is the most environmentally sound fuck closet you will ever come in.
as he's shoving his throbbing member into
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's mouth. He's like, you see those lights up there? They're really quite conscious.
They're actually bioluminescent bacteria that I harvested.
Fucking suck with shit. Well, anyways.
Enough about Bill Gates having women suck his shit.
Sorry, Bill Gates. I know you're listening.
He doesn't have a lot to do, like I said.
I bet he's a... What?
I want to hear your continued ponderance about Bill Gates.
What is Bill Gates' favorite anime?
Well, it'd have to be something with a big budget because he loves money.
You know Bill Gates. He loves money.
And something with tons and tons of gore because he's a real fucking maniac. And lots of cute high school girls.
So it would be Under the Dog?
That's a great guess.
And
that's how we ended up watching Under the Dog by Studio Kinema Citrus.
In Bill Gates' sex dungeon.
We had a double feature this week. We watched two move OVA special
animated video products.
OAVs, I guess. Had a lot of surprising similarities. We just had a movie and needed like an extra half an hour to fill this episode out. So the first thing we watched was newly released Under the Dog, which is not as bestial as I anticipated. There's not a lot of Red Rocket riding. Triple R, as I call it.
I'm trying to get a Snoop Dogg joke, and it's just not coming to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So
anyways, we watched Under the Dog.
It was... this anime is a 30-minute OAV by Studio Kinema Citrus.
Before we get too far...
Black Bullet and Kumamiko, yes?
I'd just like to say now, I'd like to get this out of the way, because I know it's on everybody's mind.
Of course.
Yes! Anime is saved. It's done. They did it. Anime saved.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I have...
Anime these days is so garbage. It's all this... It's all a bunch of high school girls, man. What if anime was cool like when you were a kid watching Toonami? All those cool action man shows, bro.
Every show is just about high school
anime
kids with
soup. Awesome. Let's bring that back, man. None of this cutesy shit, bro.
Anime today is just about a bunch of high school kids who have superpowers, and then they have to fight big government organizations, and then, I can keep going. Help me out. We can keep going.
It's just
nothing but tits and gore.
It's just a bunch of, oh, you're the chosen one. Have superpowers. Fushai, shoot your gun. Monsters.
Anyway, under the dog.
Under the dog is all those things.
It's all those things. It's and not much more.
So this was a Kickstarter project that made $878,000 2 years ago, almost exactly. It was originally a split collabo between Kinema Citrus and Creative Arts, but then they separated due to creative differences. Ironically, hey,
I bet it was a real heartbreaker for the kids.
The kids?
Yeah, because they split up over creative differences.
What?
And so it's a divorce joke. It's a divorce joke, Declan. It's a joke about divorce.
That's not
what?
Honey, I just
we have creative differences.
I just can't stand the way you organize our furniture. Your acrylic works are to leave a lot to be desired. I think we just need to
really another character with pink hair.
I'm just saying we need to take a break.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Creative Arts and Kinema Citrus split. This project went to Kinema Citrus. They replaced, you know, some of the staff and some of the producers and creative minds, I guess.
So you're telling me.
It just came out like August 2nd. The backers got, they got the OAV. They got to see it, and we obtained an exclusive copy.
We got a review copy. Yeah, no, they got up. There's a punch in the box.
Send us a link to a review copy. Kind of upset. Didn't come with a disc. But this is.
When was this kickstarted? When
2014, mid 2014.
Okay, so year and a half turn. Two year turnaround.
It is mid 2016.
Okay, for 30 minutes, you say? 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
How much money?
$878,000.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did they release? So people got Blu-rays of this.
Not yet. No.
Oh.
This is the digital version that backers just like got sent a link to or whatever. So it's actually like the actual physical release is probably later. The original intention of this seemed like if they reached certain stretch goals, it was going to be more than one episode. But it seemed like the main goal of this was to create a proof of concept that would then be pitched to some kind of studio or network or whatever to make more of it
Like a show?
Like a television anime,
like a 13 episode show about,
or 26, you know,
girls with guns.
Yep.
With superpowers.
Okay. Yeah.
That fight government, as I, basically what I said earlier.
The stuff you said. Yeah, we'll get into it,
They're going to pitch this premise to a television network.
Well, they're just going to pitch like, hey, a lot of people watched this and liked it. Except,
I guess that
was their plan. Except it's not a lot of people liked it. It turns out it's
no. Yeah. So you have seen the opinions.
It's got like a 6.6 on Mal.
Wow.
I think.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's pretty impressive for Mal.
Yeah, that is quite low. I mean, you know, when there's hype involved in 2 years of waiting, it's gonna be a more extreme reaction. But people don't seem too crazy on this.
Interesting.
So, what happens in this show? Our protagonist. That was a rhetorical question. I will now explain it to you.
Okay.
Or not you, but the
listener.
You know, the other.
I could use a little bit of help myself, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much
this dense narrative with so much
dense is one word you could. You could use
with so much.
This is there's a boring girl, and her name is Hana something, and she's our protagonist. Or she kind of, she probably isn't.
She's a lady that's in the show,
And then she's on her way to, she's going to school. I guess I don't know if is she living there? Is it like a boarding school or because her parents
doesn't
like,
seem that way?
It seemed like they were really saying goodbye. It wasn't just like a morning, like hey, itadakimasu. It was like seemed like she was going.
Maybe it's
to,
her. I think maybe it's her first day at school.
At
this new, because you know what, it is her first day at her new school because she got introduced in front of the class. So
she transferred.
Maybe they're like, good luck on your first day. Like yeah, that's a real. Yeah. Okay. So that makes.
But
kind
she's
of sense.
Actually a secret agent, man. I mean, girl, and her job is to protect the chosen one, who's a boy, who's the only designed character in the entire class.
Yeah,
you called it. You're like, I was like, that guy. That guy looks more interesting than the other people. And yeah, he's special. He's white, which means he's special because everyone else is black. That's a rhetorical. It's not. That's what they keep saying. I don't know. They deliberately don't explain what it means.
Intrigue.
Intrigue.
sow those seeds, man.
So she goes to like a school on an island. She has a gun. She's packing heat.
It's a cool looking gun. It's a cool looking pistol.
Pretty much immediately, the school starts getting raided, and jeeps and helicopters.
And then
show
that's the rest of the episode.
And then the rest of the episode is her fighting the dudes.
And then Evangeline shows up. Beast mode Evangeline shows up.
She rescues this guy and takes him away before they can find him. And she runs into not Evangelion. It's a big it's called a Pandora, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big, or not that big, you know. It's like probably a good 8 feet tall, and it's just a more gross Ava kind
of. It's got more alien and flesh on it.
It's got the crazy eyes. It's got all the stuff. It's got a magic shield.
It's got rows of eyes that look pretty Evangelion-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she is what they call a flower. She's in the flowers unit, which means she has a gun and also superpowers. That's a silly name. They always come up with silly names. Like, there was a show that we watched in the summer preview where the weapons were called Worlds. And it's always just, you got to have a dumb English, completely useless English noun for your special thing.
But if this was like Metal Gear, I wouldn't blink an eye. If there was like the flowers.
I mean, you wouldn't blink an eye. Like, yeah, it would be normal for Metal Gear, but that doesn't mean it's good.
But if it was Metal Gear, it would get my blood going, and then there an ink splash would come up on the screen, and then it would say at the bottom the flowers, and then it would have like a name drop of some actor or some bullshit.
Yeah,
and
there is an element of presentation to it.
Yeah,
one doesn't quite have the finesse of Metal Gear.
It doesn't have a finesse of a renowned video game director,
of batshit insane Hideo
Kojima.
Man.
Visionary.
Hideo Kojima did endorse this project, though, when it was being kickstarted. He said, yeah, this, man, anime. You gotta save anime, man. Get this. There was a preview, like a proof of concept of this proof of concept 2 years ago when it was being kickstarted that looked a lot different than this.
Yes, it did. There was a city.
It was a lot sharper and more colorful.
And fast-paced.
Well, I mean, it was just like, yeah, it's just like, hey, look, it's an action scene. But it didn't look as... You know, this is so dull looking. Everything is so fucking gray and muted, and the characters are very. It's nothing really pops.
There's nothing really eye catching about this show.
And the animation is a bit more like free form. Like it's a little bit swimmier instead of really coordinated and like pinpoint accuracy on the models.
We discussed this during the actual show. The close-ups will have shots that look pretty good, you know, or like, you know, have a lot of detail to them.
Yeah.
And then the mids just fall off completely. Like, they just, you lose all that detail,
yeah,
and they become very
as
flat.
Depth
is gone.
Farther away stuff. Yeah.
Background art looks nice, though. So
it's fine. Yeah. And there's only like one setting.
Yep.
Like, so there's not a lot of...
That was what I was really getting to me, was that we spent 30 minutes in the same place.
Yeah. So the army dudes show up, and she activates her special super secret powers and fucking murders them hard.
She decapitates fools.
She shoots dudes in the head. And then they keep cutting to this guy who I guess is in the school, and you don't know why. And then the army guys show up and shoot him. So it's like, oh, I guess that's why. Like, they had to establish that this guy was just there in the building. And then they shot him, and that was sort of the end of
thing. They couldn't have, okay, hold on.
That was about.
Let's do this. Let's discuss how this could have been done.
Rewind!
Shall we? Okay. Let's say instead of introducing this character early, what if you follow the military guys through the school, and then they slowly come up in a door where you hear like a dude on the other side, like, let's say whimpering, or any number of things. And then they open the door, and he's like, no, please! And then they slowly raise their guns and kill him?
Yeah, because they keep intercutting between our main character and then this guy just sort of nervously walking around this room and not doing anything.
What if he's
closet? I guess that's supposed to make it so that, like, when he gets shot, we just go, oh no, not that guy.
Absolutely not. It just wastes my time.
Yeah, there's no... as far as I could tell, there was no point to that.
Yeah, that's just bad writing and direction.
And also, what they're also intercutting is they keep showing, like, a control room where they're managing all the other flowers who I guess are in another part of town and like working their way over there or something.
You don't have to see that management part either, though, unless it's something later in the show.
All anime needs a control room. It's been 20 years. You got to follow the rules.
But if these guys are secret agents, like, we don't really need to see their control room.
Yeah, it's probably enough to just hear them on the radio because she has the little ear thing.
Yeah, and you completely blow like the moments where they show up. You know what I mean? You know, right, when the new guys come in, it's not... You kind of lose that effect because you know that they're coming and everything.
Yeah, and like the shots are always from like the back of their heads, I think. Just them looking at computer monitors and, yeah, and giving commands. So it's like, these aren't even characters. It's not like, why even show them?
It's not like Evangelion control room where shit is happening inside the control room that has its own gravity. It's just nothing.
Yeah, if you want your shadowy organization to seem ominous or you know, foreboding, don't show them at all. Just have them in a radio. That's a really good way to do that.
Yeah.
Just always have it be a mysterious voice.
More cryptic, too.
Absolutely.
Because they're saying full sentences and then jargon's thrown into those sentences rather than just, like, them saying jargon. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that makes sense. But when you have, like, normal sentences, putting other words in there doesn't really add mystique, you know? It just sounds like normal shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. The other flowers, by the way, are there's a sniper girl, like a brown girl with big old purple hair, and another one who looks normal.
She got glasses.
And it shows her, like, sniping someone who is a candidate to be the chosen one, but isn't.
We never see him.
Because he, yeah, I mean, you don't need to. That's okay.
I guess we're talking about things that you don't need, and then, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't need that. But, they're just like, hey, he's not the one, so we got to kill him? Oh, because I guess if you're a candidate, but you're not the one, then you turn into a Pandora, which I guess someone did, because there's a Pandora in this one.
And then they go and eat cake.
Then they just go to a cafe and eat cake. Don't know why. It seems like there's shit going down.
Because she needs cake because she murdered a dude.
Oh, right. Yeah, she does that. That's a character trait, I guess.
Yep.
It's juxtaposition. Look, she murders people, but then she eats something that is sweet and happy, like cake.
They should put...
Art.
They should put classical music over top of all these scenes for Sonic...
Shadow directed by Hideaki Anno.
Dissonance.
Let's see what happens next. So they go into, her arm gets shot, and they go into like a gym storage room and sit down where they have character development and reveal their backstories.
Wow.
His dad is gone or something, and the girl is, her family has been kidnapped by this organization, and they will be, I guess, killed if she does not follow her orders or fails.
I fucking hate that scene. That scene sucks.
She,
that scene's fucking terrible.
Again, with
that
the
ass.
Speaking of cliches, yeah, you're really not helping yourself here under the dog by doing this, where they have to, and then she has to inject herself with something, so she has to take her shirt off.
So look away!
Like, oh, please don't look away! I'm wearing this tank top, like it's.
I was in the bathroom.
It's covering more than a swimsuit.
I was like in the middle of a bath days ago when I called that. That's how fucking far away I saw that shit coming.
Wait, saw what exactly?
Her being like, turn around.
Oh well, sure, yeah.
Fuck me.
She has to inject some green liquid, which I guess makes her pass out and then heals her, or she was going to pass out anyways, and then it heals her.
And then he does the thing that she told him not to do, which is leave.
But then, so he gets captured, I guess, and then she wakes up and starts fucking shit up, and just dudes is getting fucked. Dudes is getting murdered.
It's mayhem. It's absolute chaos.
And then there's
going
just
on.
A big dumb fight of her fighting them, and then there's some kind of jet that releases a big cluster bomb that makes a really cheesy eagle noise. Thank you, Sound Man, whoever made that decision.
That is my favorite part of the entire 30 minutes. But it does it three times, too. Keeps doing it.
By the way, the army guys are American, so they all have, they're all English, or not, you know, they're all American
English.
Voice actors. They are talking.
They're actually not all.
They're native. They sound.
There were two that there were a couple who just definitely sounded phonetic to me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most
there
of
was
them are
one fine. That was American, and then there was at least it seemed that way to me that one of them was American.
Flowers.
And then the rest of them were very awkwardly delivered.
Yeah. So then there's just a huge action scene that I don't know.
Chaotic
mess.
It
seemed like that's where most of the budget went. It was there's a lot of animation. Didn't say it was the best ever, but there's a lot of it.
Who are these factions? Who am I supposed to care about?
There's the flower people.
Am I supposed to care about the flowers?
There's the flower people. I mean, no, they seem bad, right? But I don't know. Again, probably didn't tell us. I don't think it told us why they want to find this chosen one. I don't.
To destroy hope, Declan.
I think I read on the Wikipedia page that I think America is in Japan because there was a terrorist attack at the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. This takes place in 2025.
Ooh.
So the flowers are... I don't know what the hell they're trying to do. I don't know what the Chosen One is. I don't know what the Pandoras are trying to do. Because they seem to be it seemed to be attacking the army guys. But then it attacked the Chosen One.
So all of these questions you have really want make you want to watch the show,
and
right?
Then there's the people bombing the whole school.
Then there was the lady with the railgun at the end.
She was a flower, right?
Yeah, she definitely a flower.
Oh, okay. So,
for sure.
So then Hannah is on her last legs, which is to say she is sitting down, all bloody, and she tries to have like a last stand where she points her gun at the soldiers, but she's totally out of ammo.
She must have known.
Is
that just an action?
It's the last thing
of a,
you can
a last
do,
resort
man.
Of a dying
it's
person.
It's your only, you know. I don't know. But then her boss shows up, or you know, one of her colleagues, who is the girl from the PV 2 years ago with the hood and the
boss is such a jerk.
Oh yeah, no. it's those bosses, right? Always murdering you. it's Hannah Fail, so she's dead, gone. Does that blow your mind? Dead main character. Could you believe?
Wow.
It's never been done.
What a fucking twist. I'm fucking.
You sound really.
I am really astounded.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm outraged. I'm so emotionally.
You gonna start a petition? Shut down Kinema Citrus.
I wonder if she'll be back.
Probably. I mean, back where? Like
she's probably
know.
A clone.
No, like in like back what in what like this if this is made into a series, then they'll probably just
start
over
from scratch
and just
keep
have
her
it,
alive.
Have similar themes with different characters and stuff. I would say. Or maybe, you know,
turn
this,
it into
I
a slice of life
this,
comedy.
Now you're talking my language.
What if the flowers were a bunch of bratty girls in a high school?
What if every girl was represented by her own unique special flower that represented her personality?
Declan, can I pitch you a show right now?
What if they
it's
ate
mean
lunch
girls,
together?
But it's an anime.
I don't think it would work.
What you're telling me that a slice of life comedy about a bunch of bitchy high school girls trying to out-bitch each other doesn't sound funny?
That's basically what
Karikano.
No, not Karikano.
Sabagebu?
Sabagebu. That's basically what that was. It was great.
All right. Never mind. Oh, dude, my pitch worked. I nailed it.
Yeah, you made it. You made that show in the past retroactively by saying that. What should you watch? You should watch Sabagebu.
I watched a bit. I watched like 4 or 5 episodes.
It's great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for
it's
sure.
It's great.
It just fell by the wayside as everything does.
Yeah. She shoots Hannah. Then there's another fight scene between the boss lady and the Evangelion. And then surprise titties, or surprise titty.
Yes.
A really, really, like, fantastically drawn boob.
Yes.
This boss.
Supple for sure.
It's pretty much perfect. Someone spent a good...
Got good weight to it.
Good long time on this titty.
Which gets infected?
Yeah, she's starting to get, like... monsterized by the monsters.
Please, it's Pandoralized.
Pandoralized. God, fuck.
Come on, Dale.
Garbage.
Keep up with the jargon.
So then the Evangelion turns into the Chosen One's dad, and then turns into sand, and he's like, "Whoa, Tosan." But then the boss mercs the Chosen One because it turns out he wasn't really the Chosen One because his hand turned into monster thing. So she kills him, and then there's a quick debrief.
Debriefing, yeah.
And then that's it. And so
great! Wow, fucking masterpiece. Anime
saved. Yeah. What did you think of Under the Dog?
It made me want to watch Evangelion 2.0 again.
Nah, that's a good thing. That's a good movie.
That's like, cause it just reminds me of the Beast scene from Evangelion 2.0. Let's talk about Evangelion 2.0 for a second, can we?
You know the best Evangelion thing.
You know the
period.
You know the scene. Okay, so you know how Mari's not a super great character?
No, yeah.
But you know the scene where she activates Beast Mode? It's the hypest shit of all time. That scene's fucking rad. It was so good.
I forget. I haven't seen the whole thing in a while. I normally just go back and watch the good scenes. I don't know.
It's all good
scenes.
When
does she activate Beast Mode?
It's during the final confrontation after Rey gets murked. You know the part where hold on. I'm trying to remember. It's been a minute for me, too. Oh, okay. So, you know, when... This is a really specific scene that you probably won't remember, but Shinji's hiding in a building somewhere, and then she falls, or she flies into the building, Mari
yeah,
does,
yeah.
And then it's, like, right... I think it's either right after that or right before that. It's somewhere in that realm.
Okay,
Oh, no, that's after that, because she gets... Like, I think her Evangelion gets attacked and decapitated.
Half of my confusion there was because I always get Mari and the other girl who... Maya... The other girl whose name begins with M mixed up. because they're both pretty inconsequential.
Maya?
Maya.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But no.
Which one is the lesbian?
Mara is the Ava pilot.
The useless one.
She does stuff.
Mari?
Yeah. She holds it off for a little bit. Come on, man. You gonna go toe to toe with a
not even close to as important as the other characters. It's just sure. Like, we need someone to do a couple of things, so we'll just insert this whole character.
Her scene's good. That's a good scene.
Anyways,
that reminds me of that scene. We should just watch Evangelion 2.0. Fuck this other anime bullshit.
I don't.
It's so good.
I don't see the value in that, but
Evangelion 2.0. Or you mean watching it again?
Watching it again, you know, it's.
Yeah, you're not a big guy for watching things again.
No,
I'm about that life. I want to immerse myself in a movie. I want to get to know a movie. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Unless
I feel like there's a lot of stuff I missed, I probably wouldn't.
But see, you're forgetting scenes. What if you watch it again and the scene stands out to you that didn't stand out last time? You connect with another scene that you're. I like to be
into. Watch an entire new movie and then have a whole bunch of scenes.
But what are the odds that movie's as good as Evangelion 2.0? Pretty low. It's pretty low.
I don't know.
Anyways, anime. Under the Dog's not good.
It's not.
It's not the worst thing ever, but like when you have that expectation and that budget everything.
When you put so much of your marketing effort into like, we're fucking turning anime on its head, man. We're going to make some real shit for you.
Yeah.
And it's all these fucking people who were like, ooh, I watched anime as a kid in the late 90s. I want cool shows like that again. And I hate those people, which didn't affect my opinion of the show, but man.
It does. You do open yourself up to a certain level of scrutiny, though, when it's like, when it is yeah, that. When like, you
and that, look how I could do it. And then you do all the same stuff.
It's not going to affect my score, but I direct a certain level of scorn towards that movie.
Well, sure, yeah.
Like my ire is certainly spurned by a movie that's like that is.
Yeah, I would have gone easier on it in my critique if it wasn't all like fuck this new anime, yeah. Man. What about this chosen one secret organization with superpowered teenagers? Shit,
it's all uppity. It's an uppity. It was a real
uppity motherfucker.
Yeah,
in the show.
Yeah. that's real. Like it. It would be like if Deadpool was really bad. Like, you know what I mean? Because Deadpool was very much like writing that it's a rated R superhero movie.
Yeah.
We're not like X-Men. I mean, we're not like Avengers, but but like if that was not as entertaining as it ended up being. So fuck you Under the Dog. Fuck you, Kenema Citrus.
Fuck you more than normally.
Then
if you hadn't done this.
Yeah, you brought this upon yourselves. Ha ha! Three Weebo Sila, fuck you.
Yeah,
it's dunked on.
It wasn't hard to call. I called it 2 years ago, as many other people. Like, this isn't gonna be good. Come on, the premise is so overdone. It's, you know, like if you want some of this, just watch Gunslinger Girl. Apparently, what's the show with the Kanaan? Canaan? You know, there's tons of shows with this premise that are probably just fine.
I'm gonna campaign amongst us to watch Gunslinger Girl.
We should do that because
I'd like to watch that again.
Both seasons or
just the first season? Let's just do the first season.
Okay,
it's probably I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it's arc based. So
yeah, okay, yeah, we should do that.
A good for. I mean, that's a pretty good version of like this kind of idea.
Yeah.
Also, like a decade.
Allegedly,
a decade earlier. You know, like.
All right, we're going back to 2000 and what is it? 5, 7, 6,
somewhere in that range. Yeah. You know, mid 2000. You know our era, the mid 2000s.
Our only 2000s kids will get this podcast.
Got a better. It's got an opening that's amazing. So you can,
it's got that opening.
You can blast that in your car and cry a little bit.
It's just, on a really sad night by yourself when you're not going to a party.
It's been stuck in my head ever since I watched that opening.
Yeah,
again.
I just keep going.
Dude, when the like the noise just kind of becomes cacophonous.
It's a good noise.
How awesome is that? Yeah. And then her voice is haunting. It's haunting.
Sure, yeah.
It's so good. Shit. Shit, man, Gunslinger Girl, fuck.
Damn.
No, Under the Dog's not as, it doesn't live up to what it said it would be.
Disappointing.
Yep.
But you know
not disappointing.
You know what exceeded our expectations, I think?
I'm struggling to remember the name.
Is the other thing that we watched tonight.
Yes.
A movie from, I forgot to.
What year is this fucker? I couldn't place it.
Hold
it could
on.
Have been any number of years, because It doesn't look 80s. It looks 90s.
Yeah,
to
no,
me.
Hold on.
I'm gonna guess 95.
I need info. Let's get some noise tone right here while I look this up.
I'm gonna guess 92 is my guess.
Well, I already know it's 1990.
It is 90?
Oh, okay. December 28th, 1990, so pretty close, yeah.
It's about in that
rated
range.
Rated R+ for mild nudity. So,
mild nudity.
Yeah, mild. So, I wonder who did this.
Who's responsible?
Studio is Production Reed. By the way, this movie is called, I don't know. Sword for Truth, or, that's the English title, the Japanese title, Shuranosuke Zanmaken, Shikamamon no Otoko.
That just means Sword for Truth,
it's
actually.
It's not an efficient language.
No, absolutely not.
Licensed by Manga Entertainment. We watched the dub of this, because why wouldn't you, really?
I don't regret it.
No, it was good. It was good shit. This has like a, what is this? This is probably like a 5-something on MAL. I think it's like a 5-point.
Well, that's not fair. That's lower than Under the Dog.
Oh, 4.97.
Are you fucking serious?
So the main criticism of this show is actually that it's a huge Ninja Scroll ripoff, and we have not seen Ninja Scroll.
That's probably right. That's probably correct.
It is probably just a horrible, horrible adaptation of what is probably good as Ninja Scroll. Yeah, on its own, being watched by us two who have not seen Ninja Scroll.
Plebes who have never seen Ninja Scroll.
Pretty all right.
I enjoyed it.
It's really, really fucking stupid and... kind of, I don't know if it's bad though.
B anime. It's like a guilty. Like, it's not even a guilty pleasure. It's just like, you get enjoyment out of it. Doesn't require too much of you.
One thing, it's always hard to tell how entertained you would be by something if you weren't watching it in like a group. Because we were watching this together and riffing on it. You know, like would I be like really into this movie if I were watching it alone? Probably. So
sure.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's not like I would recommend you watch it with people, but most things are improved by being with other people, except for movies that require or things that require you to be very involved. But this is it's good, just kind of like lay back.
It's a bunch of dumb
have a
scenes
good time
thrown together.
Yep.
And yeah. It's only 50 minutes, so it's over pretty quick.
Yeah.
So it starts off. There's a big white tiger killing a bunch of people in the shogun, I guess, or something. And everybody's getting... Again, we noticed a lot of weird similarities between this and Under the Dog. Lots of completely...
senseless gore.
Senseless decapitation. Everybody's getting decapitated by this lion. The lion bites a horse's head off.
Which is cool.
Sure, yeah. But, like, everybody is getting all their shit ripped off.
Yeah.
And, like, there's... Like, some of the blood is red, some of it is black. Who cares? Whatever. Just go for it, I guess. Senran Kagura shows up. our main character shows up to fuck with this lion, and all the presentation in this movie is so funny because it's so over dramatic, just play it straight.
Yeah.
And he just like walks and his hair's flowing and he's got this little smirk on his face and he's so fucking like he's a very pretty man.
Yes.
Like he's way too pretty and he's in his purple
gorgeous
eyes. He's in his purple robe covered in swastikas. Man doesn't give a fuck. He's got the strongest sword. He's gonna walk around with
whatever
the fuck
he wants
on.
He's taking it back.
He's taking it back. Yeah. He kills the tiger, I guess, and then everyone's like, "Oh, thank you for saving us."
Oh.
And then just cut to like a market in the middle of the day. There's an obvious thief lady who's bumping into people, and she and she makes the grave mistake of trying to rob our hero, and he just fucking cuts all her clothes off.
He quite literally dresses her down.
And it's just he's walking away in like a slow motion shot of all her clothes falling off and her going oh
and then so
and we, also by the way titties this is more nudity so we've
good
got
titties also
we've got tons of
good titties.
Stupid gore and surprise good titties in both of these animation productions so
yeah.
far
you know what maybe they you know what now that I think about it maybe they did go back to the better years of anime with Under
hey yeah no they actually did bring it back they brought the good stuff
yeah
so then
gore titties.
So then it just, you know, there's another scene where he kills some guys, and then their leader shows up, and he kills them too. And then there's a guy with a spidey web shooting mask that shows up for no reason. I don't even remember what happened with him. Or he shows up later, but I don't know why he was introduced there. Then he meets that lady again, and they both get mad naked and do sex.
They do the sex stuff for sure.
And she
got mad tats too.
Oh yeah, they're still there, and you know, there's a super super explicit sex scene.
He like
it, pretty much everything short of penetration is just, hey, here you go.
Like they're in actual sex positions while completely naked, and
sure, I mean you can't see his junk, but you know.
But they're, you know how like it'll be like mimed sex like in
oh yeah, and it'll just, it's just like a single hand making like the. The come hither motion and like white sparkles going everywhere.
But in this instance, he's in her shit.
He's all up in her shit.
Yeah, and
she likes
she
it.
Loves,
she is into
she,
it.
She likes it so much. You can have it.
She likes it so much that she tries to murder him because if he wants to bang her, then he must be evil.
No.
So she needs to murder him.
She likes it so much that she stops killing him. She decides not to kill him after.
Right, yeah. She's like. Well, that's not really why. I think, like, she's like, she reaches for this knife, and then he stops her, and then he's just like, I'm gonna keep fucking, you can't murder me. You can't get away, I'm just...
Now, is that consensual beyond that point?
She seems alright with it. She's just like, oh, well, you got me.
You know what? The dick game's pretty strong.
Better keep sex in my cooch.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm gonna call that fair game. I'm the Japanese shogunate. Rape decider, and I'm giving this sex a thumbs up.
Three weebos seal of not rape.
Yeah, it's three weebos seal of consent.
Yes. You can download our consent forms online.
Yep.
And you make when you're going to engage into the.
There's a list of anime. Like you have to make sure you like all of these before you bang her, because if she doesn't, then she's not a keeper, bro. Don't go for it.
Before you engage in the conjugal arts, you must sign this waiver.
I hereby agree that Fooly Cooly is mad cool.
It's and to get my pussy rocked.
And my pussy will be rocked tonight in multiple ways and positions. Look for that in the future. So
we do get any kids as a result of that. Like if your procreation results in a child, which is procreation has to.
There are some caveats, but I think it's worth it in the long run.
But we get your kid.
We just legally.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going
to
take...
Like, we don't have to, like, we're not going to take your kid.
What am I going to do with a kid? What am I going to do with a fucking kid?
Yeah, no, we just want the legal right to take your kid, but we're not going to fucking, like, I don't want a kid.
Unless we fucking do.
There's nothing you do with a kid. Nothing. Not at all.
But, if I need a liver, that's mine.
Yeah, but what are the chances of that? Like, 1 in 6? Like, who cares?
But the way we drink. Anyway, where do we go?
What's going on? Oh, so, and then when they're banging, there's an assassin, and he kills him, and that's it. And so then, cut to another sex scene. It's a crazy lesbian opium orgy. I am not joking.
This lady puts opium on her fingies and then jams it in the other girl's poop.
And the opium is like some kind of white cream. I don't fucking know. But it was
impressive.
But yeah, they are loving this opium. By the way, opiates, not an aphrodisiac. Does not work. Didn't work in Japan. Doesn't work now. Don't. Try that at home. You won't be able to get hard for hours and hours. You won't even be able to think about sex. You'll be like, man, my legs are so tingly. I want to sit here and play video games all night.
You won't be able to think about sex. All you'll be able to think about is getting more opium.
No. I'd want more opium, more video games, more tortilla chips, and that's it.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's just a again, sex scene's pretty well animated. Like,
yeah.
This isn't like really, really, really hokey bad animation.
I was not sitting next to my dude, I'd be rocking a half chub.
This is
for
like
sure.
A pretty average budget, probably, I would say.
There's and like the girls look good.
Yeah.
As good as they could at that era.
Good tay tays all around.
Yeah. This
is all it takes to please me. Under the dog, get on it. This is all you needed to do. It's not a high bar.
Lesbians, man.
Let's just add some lesbians.
Yeah. It was so good that it made me want to have a threesome with two women. Who would have guessed?
God, yeah, what a fucking
who would make me such a perverted monster?
You know, art can really change your perspective.
Yeah, dude.
I might wanna get felt up by three ladies at once.
Let's not go that
change.
Far.
Is it three too many? Sorry.
Yes.
This is a Christian household.
Yes, of course. Christian podcast.
Can't show that on a Christian podcast. So, by the way, all the women in this movie look the fucking same, which I know it's Japan, but seriously, I can't tell any of them apart.
That's racist. I'm going to have to take that back.
Don't care. They all look. I just hey, is the princess and the thief leader the same? I guess not. I don't know. I guess she just disappears at some point, and then so yeah, our man's getting paid to rescue a princess who's been kidnapped by some thugs. So he finds her. She's being held hostage by this big guy. He rescues her by killing everybody. But then the captor guy is still alive. But then he gets attacked by a bunch of lady ninjas, who are obviously ladies. But he doesn't find out. He doesn't know that they're ladies.
Until we
get more surprise titties. He rips one of their ninja outfits off. So our hero and the princess are like traveling along a lake. And meanwhile, this guy is fighting all these ninjas. And they stab him with tons and tons of knives, apparently winning. And steal this special sword that they're all looking for. But then he goes like Super Saiyan, and his body ejects all the knives, and he gets like twice as swole. And he kills them so brutally, it's horrifying. He's breaking their spines over his head.
Yeah, you take
creatine. He's fucking going nuts.
You take creatine once, man, and you just get fucking huge.
This motherfucker's on creatine. Oh, my spine!
But yeah, he breaks a dude's lady's spine over his back.
On his skull.
He just takes her, bends her shit in half. It was awesome.
And they're running at him making these noises like, yeah,
I forgot about those. And then they're rolling around the ground after stomping grapes. Timely references.
Jesus.
Was she okay?
No. She's dead now. Not from the grapes, though.
Oh, well, she drank too much wine, so it's kind of from the grapes.
It's very ironic. So, let's see. Oh, and then they meet Spider Guy again for some reason, and then he kills him by stabbing him through the spider mask that he shot web out of. I don't know. Don't know what the point of that was. Does this sword have any point?
It never comes back.
The movie's called Sword for Truth. The sword, like...
Hold the fucking phone.
Yeah, did you not realize, like...
Wait, no, I knew that it was dumb and that it never came back, but, like, that is...
That's insane.
That's a schizophrenic name for this thing.
I guess, like, it's only called Sword for Truth in the English version, so maybe they just figure that's better marketing. Because the Japanese name, I don't think, has a sword in the title. But, yeah, still, it's a completely... loose thread. There's no reason for this to be in the plot. Like, you don't need two objectives. You only need one objective: rescue the princess. The only reason they have the sword is so that they can have the lady ninjas fight the captor guy.
Yeah, no, calling your movie Sword for Truth.
They didn't. Well, that's just again. That's just the English. I know, but like, it's just the licensing studio saying, hey, we need people to buy this. We need to make it sound cool. Sword is something people buy, you know.
Yeah, that's some
but
shit.
Then again, they probably just should have named it Lesbian Sex Orgy. Sex Orgy is a bit redundant, but hey, it's nothing wrong with a little redundancy.
Yeah, you're right.
They should just call it Stabby Sword Knife Lesbian Sex Orgy. Lesbian Gay Sex Orgy. Gay Lesbian Sex Orgy. Gay Lesbian Sex Orgy with women and lesbians.
You know, that has some legs to it. Hey,
there's a lot of legs. Dozens.
All of them
intertwined, yes. And just in a big rat king of confused women just going, I can't move my legs.
Canal.
It's terrible. They're all crawling around on the floor just trying to get their legs free.
Covered in feces.
This orgy was a terrible idea. Who pooped?
They're in a sewer.
This is strictly a poop-free orgy.
I like to keep all of my orgies poop-free,
personally. I bet they have to specify that. Like, hey, if you come to the orgy, these are the rules. No pooping, no peeing.
Blast the Romans.
My God, a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah. Hmm.
Don't poop at your orgies.
That's
what you've been doing it wrong.
The orgies always go so great until somebody fucking poops, man. You know who's a real pooper? That Frank guy.
You just gotta know when to leave. When you see someone squat, it's time to get out.
That's what they say. It was like in the 80s with the key parties, where it's like,
yeah. Oh, these keys are covered in poop.
You see somebody about to take a dump in the bowl, and you're like, hold on! And you gotta be really quick on the draw.
Now, that's
there.
Not where that goes. That's for the keys. What are you doing?
Actually, the secret technique is to keep the keys, is you put them in the bowl when you get there, and then as soon as they all turn the back, you just fucking put them in your own asshole.
We get introduced to Marugi?
I don't know these names. You might as well be talking to a wall.
All right, you didn't take notes. Marugi and just another guy, and he's not named, so we know he's going to die. Marugi is an assassin, and he's trying to assassinate this man. Marugi, by the way, distractingly another pretty man. Like he looks like he walked in from like a different anime, like more 70s. Like everyone, like he's got super cute eyes and a really pretty face.
He looks like he walked out of the Olympics.
He's got nice fluffy hair. Yeah, it's really he looks so weird.
The Olympics, circa 700 BC.
Sure, yeah, he looks
like a Greco-Roman god. with that hair.
He looks like he should be playing Hercules, yeah.
Yeah. He's very... what we're saying is he's sexy.
And then we want to fuck him.
We want to fucking put our dicks in his butt.
Dicks out for Marugi.
Sorry. But you know what? If he was a Greco-Roman guy, he'd be down with that.
Of course. He's probably down for it anyways. You know, things were freaky back then. So they have a very polite conversation about how they're going to kill each other. And then Marugi takes his shirt off. And they do battle. There's a bunch of slow motion shots of, you know, flipping and flapping and doing whatever. And then they try to make the guy sympathetic by, he's like, oh, I have a wife and kids. And then Marugi kills him.
Kills him in a pretty cool way, though.
He does a weird flippy thing.
Judo, he picks him up and throws him against the ground.
That was a funny line, like, karate, huh? No, actually, jujitsu. And the guy, it cuts to him. And then like a rip opens up in his shirt and he goes, I don't care. And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, he kills this family man, and that's just a scene that's meant to introduce this assassin character who you know is going to die immediately because he's going up against.
Yeah.
Him. Mm-hmm. Or actually, he doesn't though.
Well, I thought we were gonna leave that. I thought we were gonna leave that open.
Oh well. Spoilers. Yeah. Boobity boobity boobity. So yes. Meanwhile, cool guy is still on a lake with the princess. You know, paddling away. You're standing on a. It's like a gondola. And they come across all these floating lanterns for the Festival of Death. And yeah, that looks cool.
Thumb up.
One thumb up. Then they meet a spindly old magic demon.
Out of fucking nowhere.
Goblin man. Just out of nowhere, just because we need another enemy. This feels like an anthology from a series.
Yes.
Like we watched Galaxy Express 3-9, and that, yeah. This feels like that, where it's just a bunch of... It's like a bunch of arcs condensed into 5-minute scenes.
So they kind of lose like all of the purpose, I guess.
Pacing is destroyed.
That character probably has a reason, you know, like a background or something.
I wonder if this was originally like 2 hours long. They cut it down to 50 minutes.
Shogun Assassin style. Two movies in one. It's two films that they cut together.
That could be worse, you know. It's
could be three movies.
Like the Digimon movie. But that's worse. Wait, hold on.
I thought you said worse, perfect. Fuck.
Perfect movie.
Fuck. Somebody I want to watch the movie so bad.
You watched it. You already watched it.
I need to know.
Wait, I swear we just watched it like a year ago or something.
It's probably two years ago.
Okay, yeah. No, time for a rewatch of the Digimon movie.
It's got Rockefeller Skank in it. About now. It's got Bare Naked Lady.
Of course, yeah. How many Smash Mouth tracks?
Just one. Just All Star at the end.
That's the one you need. That's good.
And it's got
Kobe.
Nice. Damn, yes. It's got the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. The impression that I get.
Does it really?
Absolutely.
Oh wow.
Shit, dude.
All right, let's. We're watching it tonight.
I turn the podcast off. Unironically, had that soundtrack on my phone for like a couple years because it was just banging. It's just a ripping sound. Dude, the original music in that movie is actually pretty cool. By pretty cool, I mean it's like fun,
Original, like, what do you mean original?
They have original songs like made for the movie by a band.
Oh, okay.
Like,
but not the original Japanese music.
No.
They got original music for the English version.
Yeah. And they're like just fun. They're not like alt. They're just kind of like rock songs. Huh. And I like those. Those are fun.
So yeah, they kill this this crazy acrobatics
instantly,
goblin.
Basically.
Yeah, really quick, just totally pointless scene. They go to a hotel where
lady's like, ooh,
princess is having nightmares. So she goes to him and says, I don't think you're that bad of a guy, even though you're an assassin. And he immediately retorts with, I killed my parents and also my brother. And that's not an exaggeration. That's pretty much exactly how that exchange goes.
Instantly.
I'm a bad person. He pretty much says it like that. He sounds bored and just like kind of very matter of fact.
He might have heard this before, man. He might have already heard this. This song and dance from multiple women who were like, "Oh, you're not that bad." He's like, "I'm not going to fuck around and tell
I'm the worst.
I'm a walking piece of human filth.
I fuck dogs.
I kill cats for no reason. I throw rocks at small animals.
I make regular posts on Reddit. I have a Big Bang Theory bumper sticker.
I make a habit of pushing over strollers. I look up girls' skirts.
Not even for sexual pleasure, just to humiliate them.
Yeah, no, I like to I like to make people feel bad.
I start to leave my parking spot and then stop and then go back in as people are trying to pull in.
If I'm in a bathroom and a guy's using a urinal, I'll use the one right next to him.
Doesn't matter how many there are. Doesn't matter if I'll there's a mile of urinals next to him.
I make sure my splash gets on his legs.
I make very, very conspicuous peeks at his ding-dong. And not because I want to see it. Just want him to be really uncomfortable.
Want to humiliate him. After I'm done there, I'll go into one of the stalls and make sure there's toilet paper on the seat covered with my piss.
And then I'll murder my parents.
Again.
Again and again and again. So I don't think they bang.
No.
But maybe I don't know.
She it seemed like she was kind of young, so like that probably wouldn't fly.
Hey, things were different back
then.
Whoa. Oh, don't touch the wire. So yeah, they spend the night there. Then he returns her to, whoever was asking for her home. But because he came into contact with her, they need to kill him. And I don't know if that means physical contact or like we can't let anyone know that our princess was kidnapped.
She even exists, perhaps.
Or that she even, maybe she's a secret princess. Who knows? So we can't let the word get out, so we need to kill you. But the princess defends him and stands in the way of all their crossbows. And then they take her away, but then they're like, okay, fine, just leave. And then he leaves. And then there's a crazy fire orgy, like tons of women all crawling on this the captor who is now a crazy fiery muscle guy, and he looks like the thing. He's just all muscles and he has no hair and he's just crazy looking, and he's getting pumped up
like
he's,
the thing if the thing was a ladies man and not a grotesque monster.
Yeah, and he's really tall and he's just covered in naked women and he's on fire, and then he's like, let's go. And then our protagonist passes the assassin Marugi on the road, and they talk to each other about how they stink of blood, possibly metaphorically, and then they continue on their ways, and that is the end of the show.
We actually don't see them continue on their ways because then it just stops.
The file we had literally just stopped. No credits, nothing. Just that's it. File's over. Turn it off.
So yeah, that was Sword of the Stranger.
Sword for Truth.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I watched the first episode of Stranger Things.
Oh, I heard that's good.
The kids are bad.
Oh yeah,
they're bad.
What do you expect?
The bullying is represented in a way that never exists.
Oh,
how bullying happens.
Nothing irks me more than like stupid fake like.
Look at these dweebos.
Yeah, Hollywood bullying is. So
even though we did get actually
terrible.
Bullied, we did just get bullied yesterday.
I thought that was fun. You know, like we call each other nerds all the time.
Yeah. But we're in the box.
We us and a bunch of acquaintances were walking into a sports bar / restaurant for dinner, and a guy and his girlfriend were exiting the premises. And as he passed us, he exclaimed, "Move it, nerds!" And every one of us just turned and went, "Oh, do we know what?" And then Steven, who was there, known for being a bit sensitive, he just goes, "Oh." Like it was a very hurt, like, whoa, oh.
And
he's walking out the door and he goes, "I'm just playing."
He went home and slammed that beef harder than he's ever slammed it, or she gave him shit the entire way home. It was one or the other, or both.
Actually. Yeah, it was like, you know, he's either like, "Ha, I got those guys," or just like, "Oh, fuck, why did I do that?"
I would be very much in the, "Oh, fuck, why did I do that" camp.
Well, yeah, like that's the kind of thing, like yeah, we call each other nerds so much that you might actually just be like, this is a funny thing to say, but then people might be like, "What?
It's like when you accidentally call your mom a fucking bitch." It's like, "Hey, bring me some fucking milk, you whore, you yell to her.
Why are you so upset?"
"Oh, God, why are you crying, mom? What the fuck are you crying?
Jesus, mom.
Clean up your fucking tears and bring me some fucking milk." Anyways.
"Mom, my tendies!" Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I hope he got that like, at least some of us thought it was funny on his way out. I just thumbed over and was like, "Hey, he's right. He's right."
Yeah.
He calls it like he sees it, and he's right.
He's right. Your little pit of pee comes out.
"Sorry, sir.
You look both.
I'll make sure to leave some leeway at the door next time."
You peek out the window before you leave to make sure he's not waiting outside for you.
"Oh, I hope Chad isn't upset that I'm ordering this fish sandwich and it's not even a Friday.
You know what? Actually, I'm not going to take the fish sandwich. I'm just going to be safe."
What do you think Chad would like me to order? Hold on. Let me call him.
Yo, Chad would want you to order a puppy chow because you a bitch.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Chad. Wait, oh, yeah. Wait. Don't hang up. What side should I get with that?
Dog treats, because you're still a bitch.
Okay. Thank you. But are you still there?
Perhaps a little bit of... Hold on. Some moist tuna from a cup, because you a fucking pussy.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that one. Are you still... I'm gonna go now. That's okay.
Yo, shut your fucking mouth before I put you in the dirt.
Okay. Because
you a hoe.
See ya.
This is getting a little bit long in the tooth.
This is getting a bit redundant.
You're really...
I get that you consider me kind of a female.
You're insulting me by calling me a woman, and it's 2016, which really doesn't hold the same connotations it used to. They're in the workforce now, you know. They have the right to vote. You know what? Fuck you, Chad. Where you at? Sword for justice. Sword for truth.
Sword for justice.
Dawn of the Sword for Justo.
Uh-huh.
I liked it.
It was fun. It was entertaining.
Yeah. We should watch... We should do a special where we watch Ninja Scroll, but to watch it, we should get, like, a VHS player and like, watch it on a CRT TV, gather around with our eyes, like, right up against it.
Like, I can just encode it badly if you want that experience.
All right. Shit,
I really called my bluff there.
Shit, man.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
Put some scan lines on there.
Oh.
I was watching Rocket Power Race Across New Zealand last night.
I caught some of that, yeah.
It appeared to be like a VHS rip that somebody had gotten off of like a television set.
I mean, yeah, no, 2002, we said, right?
Yeah.
That's when you would VHS some shit.
And there would just be lines of static that would come down the video. It was pretty interesting. The movie, just the distortion.
The movie is a fascinating exploration of New Zealand and its culture.
Otto Man!
What's the Vegemite song? Something, something, day and night. Something, something, Vegemite.
Day and night.
Vegemite.
I'm Kid Cudi, and this is on Man in the Moon. I like Vegemite.
Out of money. Taking advertisements from Vegemite.
Doing lots of drugs. Speeding bullet to heaven, too. It's going to be good.
Oh, shit. That's him?
That's Kid Cudi, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's fallen quite far.
Who am I?
Who are we? Anyways.
Someone. Anyone. Give me candy. I love that album.
I would listen to it again. Just to know.
Three Weebos now ending only with Kid Cudi's Speedin' Bullet to Heaven songs.
You know, he made a rock song in like 2009. It was actually pretty fun and good.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to say now.
And then he's like, that was my only idea, but I'm going to do only that from now on. Has he released any material since then? I feel like he has.
He has a proper rap album coming out eventually, I think. He might have a...
The dream is over.
The dream.
I just want horrible, bad rock Kid Cudi albums forever.
He could become a member of Wicked Wisdom.
Yeah, bring it together.
Yeah, oh my God, Miley Cyrus, Wicked Wisdom, Kid Cudi crossover record. When?
Oh God, I would pay so much money.
You know, it wouldn't work.
It's too many vocals.
Wicked Wisdom's too good.
The talent would be squandered.
Yeah, no, it should be a waste of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, like Wicked Wisdom and like, you know, maybe some backup vocals by Kid Cudi, or like maybe he just makes the instrumentals and then Mrs. Smith does the vocals. Who knows? Who knows? There's a lot of directions you could take with it.
Oh my God, imagine a duet, a ballad duet with Kid Cudi and Miley Cyrus trying to out-dopey each other.
It would be the new...
Out-stupid.
It would be the new We Are the World.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, and they would be both be covered in goop.
Rainbow goop.
Rainbow goop.
I'm Kid Cudi, and this is Rainbow Goop.
I need some more marijuana.
That makes sense. You know, he would say that.
His name's Kid Cudi, and he's for Rainbow Goop. Give me some
Jizzy Goop!
Woo! Got slimed!
I need some Rainbow Glitter Goop up in here.
Miley Cyrus went to one Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards when she was a kid, and look at her now. She just can't stop getting covered in goop.
I mean, can't stop. She did it like once.
Do it!
Da-da.
Goop me!
Gonna need some goop over here. That'd be funny if she was just like, if she was on Letterman, and then she's just like, oh, excuse me one second. Hey, give me the goop. Give me the goop. And then a bunch of dudes come out and just slather her with paintbrushes. Actually, no, that sounds like something she would actually do.
Yeah,
that's not crazy enough.
That sounds like a good performance art piece.
Ugh.
Which is a bit oxymoronic, I'll be real. I would.
You would fuck her?
I mean, she's a clone, so, like, does she even have a vagina?
That's not how clones work. You can't just not have a vagina. How do you exclude that from the clone?
They had to make a more perfect clone that would be...
Vaginas aren't belly buttons. Clones will still have them.
Okay. All right. Maybe my knowledge of cloning is a little bit weak. I haven't been brushing up the way I need to.
I
missed some research.
She made some miscalculations.
Oh, shit.
It has a vagina. What are we going to do? Oh, fuck. We promised the board we wouldn't let this happen.
What if we turned the other X chromosome into more of an upside down Y shape?
That's okay. Get on that. Get some people on that. Explore that idea. Dig into it.
Oh, she don't got no dick now.
Fuck.
Now. Implying. Our commentary track of Zoe 101 is coming.
All 5 seasons. Yep. That's what we've been doing all this time.
It's if you're just wondering. Zoe. Actually, Steven's right now at home watching. He's.
He's fell, a bit he late. Fell behind a little
yeah,
bit.
Well, we're gonna
he's
give
been better than usual, but yeah, he's only on season 3 of Zoe 101.
Yeah, that's really where things pick up.
Shouldn't it, instead of season 1, season 2, shouldn't it have been like Zoe 102? Zoe...
Whoops, I'm pregnant.
Zoe for graduate students.
Under Zoe studies.
Zoe thesis.
Hey, do you remember
Professional Zoe?
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide?
Of course I do.
So is
I
that
think about it every
was
day.
That, was that show good?
I remember it having some stuff. Like, you know, it was kooky. I like kooky schools. You know, they had Coconut Head. They had the
it definitely the school.
They had a good school, you know, they had a good cool janitor, you know, and they had it seems all right. Probably not a real knee slapper, but
it's probably not a masterpiece. You're saying
acceptable, yeah.
Have we talked about how I watched Freaks and Geeks?
Oh, that's a show.
That's like the people, like the quintessential high school show,
okay.
And it's fucking amazing.
Who's someone is in that I know?
Frankie Muniz. No, Willem Dafoe. No, James Franco.
Yes,
James Franco's in that.
Young James
Franco. He's fucking great in it.
Young James.
He's fucking so good in it.
Yeah, is he a cool guy or a nerd?
He is one of the freaks, which would make him a he's not a nerd, but right. He's like a stoner outcast guy.
Ah, okay.
But he's like the ringleader of the stoner outcast guys.
Ah,
he's actually a fucking really interesting character. It's quite the show.
That's probably like more than 10 years ago at this point, right?
97, I want to say. Jeez. 98, somewhere in that range.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. Ooh, I should watch that again.
You watched all of it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. Finished that shit.
Well, congrats.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem, bro.
You know, it was a real struggle getting through season of a show.
You did it, and I bought you this cake.
All right.
And also, there's a car sitting in the driveway for you. Here are the keys.
Oh, my gosh.
It's yours now.
It's a 1996 Ford Taurus.
Doesn't have any brakes, but hey, you aren't a kid.
Oh, it smells like homeless person. My favorite.
I tried to clean it. Not very thoroughly.
Is that human waste in the back seat?
It's mine.
Oh, my gosh. The radio is already stolen. Now I don't have to worry about it getting stolen.
It's a stress-free car.
Oh, do you know what? It doesn't seem to turn on. But you know what?
Yeah, no, I gave you a fun project to work on.
I could definitely put a dead body in the trunk and push this in the river.
She's a fixer-upper.
Thanks, Dad.
No problem.
318-WEEBS-22.
318-WEEBS-22 is our number. Leave us a message. Twitter.com/3Aweebos, THREE, Aweebos. What else is there? YouTube. We're on YouTube. We got, we stream sometimes now, except that's not going to happen for a while. Because you're going away.
Yep. I'm going soul searching.
In Europe. You're backpacking across Siberia. It's going to be really boring.
I got to go be a whore in Europe for a while.
It'll Germany, teach you a lot, yeah.
Yep. I learned a lot in my time in Germany, getting my holes plugged from every single guy there. You know, going from hostel to hostel, getting myself filled to the brim with men's jism, really, that's where I really found myself, you know?
Average college student.
That's it.
Cool. So.
Who am I?
Say something funny that we can go out on.
I miss Steven.
I don't. I would comfort you when you said I would just leave you crying. I'd protect you if a lion attacked you. Not trying to fuck with no lion. I would fight a man for your honor. I don't know no kung fu. I'd carry you across a muddy field. Bitch, these Jordans are new. Make a choice. Will it be a guy who really, really loves you, baby, baby, or a guy like me? I would read you romantic poetry. I'll leave that shit on the shelf. My lovemaking would be sweet and tender. This thing ain't sucking itself. I would take you to the finest restaurants. Here's an old baby Ruth. I would tell you how pretty you look tonight. And I would tell you the truth. Make a choice. Will it be a guy who really, really loves you, baby, baby, or a guy like me? Up to you, so pick me quickly, 'cause I got shit to do. It's true, dear, I do, dear, want you to be mine. But let's be clear here, I'm still not fighting no lion. Steven would say something dumb here, and then we wouldn't be able to go out on it. Yeah. Oh, well.
So, guys, I was...
Ever since he got hit by that bus.
And then...
He hasn't quite been the same.
Irradiated by that spider.
And it...
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Hold the phone. Steven is the president.
Steven has AIDS. Wait, what? What did you say?
Oh, you're first.
Wait, no, what was the thing that you... Never mind. What did you say?